Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, our weekly program where we share all the great things happening at Vandy Medical Center. I'm Lori Foster and I want to thank you for tuning in with us today. Before we get started into our announcements and our program, I do want to take a minute to highlight one of the best occasions which took place in our hospital recently. We had an infusion center patient, Samantha McClintock, who marked her 91st appointment in the last 440 days, and she celebrated her last chemotherapy treatment by ringing the bell, and we had staff from all over the hospital lining the hallway to applaud and congratulate her. And we have captured this celebration on video, and it is awesome. That's all I can say. It is terrific. It is heartwarming. It is actually posted on our Facebook page. So go to our Facebook page, and if you haven't yet, like it and check out this video. It will bring a smile to your face. Like I said, it is heartwarming, and it will top off your day. I want to mention, too, congratulations to Samantha. We are going to be seeing more of her and other infusion center patients as they share their stories, which we will also be rolling out with our campaign. It's our Give With Your Heart campaign to raise money for the infusion center renovation project. And you'll be seeing more of those, hearing more about the campaign as the project gets underway. I do want to mention that donations can be made by going to our website on the homepage. It's very easy to do an online donation. Gifts of all amounts are appreciated, and this is really a terrific project. It will double the size of that space, which is very much needed, and we look forward to getting the project underway. So check it out. You will absolutely love the video. Again, congratulations to Samantha. Also want to mention with other announcements, we do have scholarship opportunities that are available. So for those who are interested in a career in healthcare and for those second year nursing students at Iowa Central Community College here in Webster City, information for both of the scholarships can be found once again on the homepage of our website. Go to www.vandeastmc.org. And I do want to take a moment also to highlight, we have a number of terrific opportunities here at Vandy Medical Center. So if you're looking for a rewarding career where you can be part of a family and make a difference in people's lives, look no further. Vandy Medical Center has a number of positions available, like I mentioned, both day and evening shifts. And I just want to take a moment and highlight some of the departments and positions that are available in both our clinic and our hospital. We have food service positions, food service workers, also looking for a cook in our kitchen, patient access or registration positions, which are available in the hospital and in the clinic. We have housekeeping opportunities. We also have a number of EMT and paramedic positions. We have lab and nursing assistant positions, which are available. All of the information, once again, can be found at the hub of our website. You can go there, check out the positions. A number of them have sign-on bonuses, which definitely is of interest to many people. And I would encourage you to take a look and apply online today. Again, VandeastMC.org. And with that, I think we're ready to roll into our program for today. It is exciting. The month of March is National Nutrition Month, and today is actually Registered Dietitian Nutritionist Day. So it's a wonderful time to have our guest and registered dietitian, Christy Zwiefel, with us today. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
As I mentioned, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics celebrates Registered Dietitian Nutrition Day today. As the nation's experts on food and nutrition, we celebrate, Christy, and others in similar roles who are committed to improving the health of patients, clients, and communities. So again, thank you for joining us today, Christy.
You're welcome.
And just kind of turn it over to you to talk a little bit about National Nutrition Month.
Yes. Well, like you said, National Nutrition Month is a campaign created annually in March by the Academy on Nutrition and Dietetics. The campaign focuses attention on the importance of making informed food choices and developing sound eating habits and physical activity habits. So this year, every year they have a different theme, and this year the theme is Celebrate the World of Flavors. So celebrating the cultural heritage, traditions, and recipes from all people is a great way to nourish ourselves. Learning about one another leads us to find appreciation and diversity. Trying new foods and recipes from various cultures is one way to include different flavors into our healthy eating routines. Trying new flavors and foods from around the world can also help you increase the variety of foods that you eat. Choosing a variety of nutritious foods from all the food groups, so fruits and vegetables, grains, dairies, and protein foods, and in the recommended amounts, will help you get nutrients that are needed for healthy, for good health. Today, we will give you some examples of foods to help you embrace global cultures and cuisines, and then provide some healthy eating tips recommended by the American Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. You know, really a cultural food that you can try is just a new smoothie and adding a tropical fruit like papaya or mango, and just adding a low-fat yogurt or buttermilk, something a little bit different. Most people do the yogurt, but you could try buttermilk. So that's one, a very easy way.
That is an easy one. And, you know, I've kind of experimented myself. You can add protein to this. I mean, a lot of people can do, easy to do bananas.
Right.
I'll do a little bit of peanut butter. You know, frozen fruits are really great too. Strawberries. But I love your idea to incorporate kind of a new fruit.
Yeah, a new
fruit.
That
is not something you, your typical go-to.
Right. Our usuals are kind of bananas and strawberries and blueberries. But yeah, trying a different tropical fruit is a very easy way to do something different. The second one is trying a new spice. So this one is called za'atar, and it's actually a Middle Eastern spice. It's a mixture of herbs like oregano, thyme, cumin, and also sesame seeds. And what you can do with this is... you add it to a little bit of olive oil, stir that up, and then spread it on a whole wheat pita bread. And then you can top it with sliced tomatoes, olives, cucumbers, and maybe a little bit of fresh mint. And that's a good snack or even part of a meal. So, and you can find that actually in Walmart or local grocery stores. And if you can't find it there, you can definitely get it online.
That one sounds really interesting. And again, it's za'atar, and it's spelled Z-A-A-T-A-R.
Yep.
But I think just kind of what you've shared there sounds delicious.
Yeah, it really does. The third one is Scottish oatmeal. Now, I've never heard of this before, but, you know, we're used to having like quick oats or rolled oats, steel-cut oats, but this is called Scottish oatmeal, and you can find it in the grocery store. One of the most popular brands is probably it's Bob's Red Hill brand, and you see that with lots of different flours and things in the grocery store, but they also make this Scottish oatmeal, and it's also called a porridge, and you can serve it with low-fat milk or fat-free milk or even a soy milk. You can top it with fruit, nuts, maybe a nut butter. So yeah, something a little bit different. You know, some people don't like the texture of oatmeal because it's a little bit grainier. This is a little more smooth, but it does have 1 gram less fiber and 1 gram less of the protein, but it still is a good source. There's 3 grams in a serving of fiber and about 4 grams of protein. So it's still nutritious.
Good option for you. Yes. Definitely.
Number four is, congee. And this is a Chinese rice porridge, and you can really make it easy at home. It's just with white rice, chicken stock, ginger, onion. You can use soy sauce or a sesame oil. So, and you can have it plain, or some people will add vegetables to it, or a protein like cooked chicken, meat, or fish.
Yeah, that sounds fairly simple.
Very simple. And then the next one is, I'm probably going to pronounce this one wrong.
Take a stab.
Yep. Omurice. So it sounds delicious, though. It's basically an omelet that has fried rice in it, and then they top it with ketchup. It's originally from Japan. So I thought, well, that sounds kind of tasty, actually.
It does sound good because I love fried rice. Yes. And I love any breakfast food.
Yes.
So combining the two really does sound good.
Yeah, very easy. And there's gajap choy. That is basically a soup. You serve it cold, and you basically blend up tomatoes, peppers, onions, and olive oil. And this is originally from Spain. And I guess I think about in the fall, you know, tons of people have big gardens and they're trying to get rid of all their produce at the end. You know, that's a real easy way. You can just blend that up and make it into a cold soup. And how nutritious. It has tons of good vegetables in there for you.
Right. And that is a good time because nobody wants that produce to go to waste.
No.
And soups are a great way to utilize those. And you can freeze those soups or canned soups too.
Exactly.
But soup is good year round. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I love any and all soups. Yeah.
And then the last one is mashi. And that's a Middle Eastern dish. It's made out of zucchini and it's stuffed with cooked rice, lamb, and spices and served with a tomato-based sauce. So, you know, just some different things that you can Google or, you know, go to your computer and get some ideas for recipes and try some different things. It's nice to get different recipes.
It is, and that's what makes it so nice with just to go online and check out different recipes because it allows you to experiment with some foods that maybe
do something
you don't
different.
Buy regularly when you go to the grocery store, but then you can find different uses for them and just kind of
new
expand
favorites.
Your palate.
That's
exactly.
Right. Well, with the theme Celebrate the World of Flavors, it also encourages us to be curious about trying new things. And one thing is a bento box. I don't know. Have you ever heard of a bento box?
I have heard of them.
Yes. It's just simply a box with compartments. So it separates toppings or courses. So the roots are from Asian cultures, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, and the word bento actually means convenient in Chinese. It's a traditional bento box. They would put like carbs, whether it's rice or noodles, and then they would add a protein like meat or fish, and then also pickled or cooked vegetables. But there's a wide assortment of these boxes online. I have bought one at Walmart, though. I mean, you can find them in department stores, too. But if you go online to Amazon, they have tons of them. You know, some of them are stainless steel. Some of them are plastic. Some of them are microwavable safe. Some of them are devoted just to kids for box lunches to take to school. But you can put tons of things in these. You know, some of them you put sandwiches and then sides, like maybe carrots and some dip. For kids, same thing. Add a little dessert to it. But yeah, they're kind of interesting. I have one for a salad. So you can put your greens in the bottom, and then it has a place for your dressing and your silverware and different toppings if you want to keep them separate. So,
right, until you're ready to eat that. Then.
Mix it and go, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, make it very convenient. They even have some that you can use for meal prep. So you can buy some of these containers, and if you prep meals on the weekends, you can put them in your refrigerator or your freezer and eat them later. So
great idea.
Yeah. All right. Now on to the health tips. Number one is start your day with a meal. So we want you to start with breakfast in the morning, excuse me, with a lean protein, whole grains, fruits, vegetables. Try making a burrito maybe in the morning that has scrambled eggs, low-fat cheese, salsa, whole wheat tortilla. And now that you have those tortillas that are lower in carbs, they're carb control tortillas. Those are kind of nice. They're lower in calories, lower in carbs, high in fiber. Another idea is maybe just making a parfait using low-fat yogurt, either plain or vanilla, adding fruit, maybe a whole grain cereal. The second one is make half of your plate fruits and vegetables. We want to have lots of color, lots of flavor, lots of texture. Plus, it offers lots of vitamins and minerals and dietary fiber to your plate. We really encourage people to have about 2 cups of fruit a day and 2.5 cups of vegetable a day. Experiment with different types. Include fresh, frozen, and canned. You know, a lot of times people think that they have to just have fresh, but that's not the case. Canned and frozen are just fine too.
When I hear you say that, it makes me realize, I mean, you think that you get the right amount of, you know, all of the food groups mm-hmm. that, you know, in throughout each day, but 2 cups of fruit and 2.5 cups of vegetables,
yeah.
I think back and I'm probably
a little
not,
short.
Yeah, probably a little shy there, yeah.
You know, and the nice thing about focusing on getting more fruits and vegetables is then we don't eat as much of the other things that aren't as good for
right.
us. You know, we don't have as many carbs in our diet. We need carbs, we need whole grains, but sometimes we kind of overdo that food group and maybe we should be more of the fruits and vegetables. So
exactly.
Substituting those out. The fourth thing is be active. So regular physical activity has tons of health benefits. Start doing what exercise that you can. You know, everybody has barriers. Some people have back problems, knee problems, breathing problems. Just do what you can. Walk as far as you can go. Do chair exercises. Kids and teens need at least 30 minutes a day. And 60 minutes a day. And then adults need 30 minutes a day. Shoot for about 150 minutes for the whole week is a good goal. And it doesn't have to be just going to the gym. It can be going for a walk outside. It can actually be cleaning your house or moving around the house. So just keep moving.
And I have to give a little plug here too. I mean, I love to be out in the fresh air, but there are different programs that are available, you know, online. You can find mm-hmm. them even on TV.
Yes.
You know, you can do, I loved doing a yoga program that was a 30-day challenge that I did at the beginning of the year. And it just opened up, you know, so many different opportunities. And
right.
again, you can do them right in your house. You don't have to leave to go to a gym.
Yes.
But with the weather getting nicer, we certainly encourage people to get outside. Mm-hmm. But just know that there are some different opportunities if you want to try something new.
Yes.
And don't feel like going to a public place maybe to do it.
Right.
There's some great programs and instruction that can be found online.
Definitely. This year I just started doing a Jazzercise on Demand. That's another online program that you can do. And then they have new programs every month that you can sign up for, different classes. And like you said, you can do it right there in your own home. That is really nice to be able to do that. But we also have lots of facilities here in town. You know, Fuller Hall is definitely a great place to go and work out. They have a fabulous pool. I started doing water aerobics there, and I didn't realize that was a mm-hmm. thing that was available in this community. But that has been really fun to do. And so, yeah, there's so many options, so many trails and things that we can utilize here. So,
yes,
yeah,
we really are blessed. Like
yes.
you said, with Fuller Hall, with Snap Fitness, there are
yes.
a number of opportunities to get active, especially if you need a little extra support and,
right.
You know, a team around you to get you there.
That's right. And we do live in Iowa, so we have to have a plan B. We can't always depend on the weather, can we?
So true.
Also, we have to watch portion sizes. So, you know, we really encourage people to do half their plate fruits and vegetables and then a quarter grains and a quarter protein, lean proteins, and then adding some dairy to that, whether it's a glass of milk or a container of yogurt. It's also a good idea to get those measuring cups out once in a while to measure and see how much you're putting on your plate. The next one is getting to know your food labels. You know, those have really improved over the years, so it's a good idea to take a look at that. And look at lots of different things, not just the calories and the serving size, but also look how much sodium is found in that food, how much saturated fat. There's a lot to look at. The next one is fix healthy snacks. And this is a good idea to prepare ahead of time because, you know, if we don't think about these things ahead of time and plan and have good, healthy things in our pantry, then mm-hmm. we tend to grab things that aren't so healthy. So definitely trying to choose things that are better for us. So maybe raw vegetables and some low-fat cottage cheese or hummus, or maybe a tablespoon of a nut butter or seed butter and an apple or a banana. So, and that, again, another way to get those fruits and vegetables into your diet is through your snacks. Also, we want to follow food safety guidelines, you know, to prevent sickness. So simple things is washing your hands regularly, separating raw foods from ready-to-eat foods, cooking foods to the appropriate temperature, refrigerating foods right away, you know, don't let them sit out on the table for long periods of time. And you know, I hear of people leaving pizza out on their table all night and then eat it and then the next morning, and it just makes me cringe. So, you know, just try to be really aware of that. You can also go to this website, www.homefoodsafety.org, and get some tips there on how to be safer with food. The next one is drink more water, you know, quenching your thirst with water instead of a lot of drinks that have a lot of added sugar. There's tons of options out there now with things that have extra sugar, but try to stay to just water or flavored water, something that doesn't have a lot of calories or sugar.
There are some of those little flavorings you can put in water that don't have, zero calories.
Right.
But if that encourages you to drink more water,
definitely,
because it's got a little flavor, those are available everywhere. Just, oh my gosh, and a bajillion different flavors too. So
makes it easy, doesn't it?
Yes.
The next one is get cooking. So, you know, preparing meals at home is a lot healthier than going out to eat. Plus, it's cheaper. It's cost effective. Master some kitchen basics, you know, just dicing onions or cooking dried beans. And also, you know, those vegetables, preparing them for later. I know what I do is if I'm cutting up onions and green peppers and mushrooms and things, I will saute a bunch and then I'll put some in the refrigerator so I can add it to something else later. Maybe it's throwing it into a burrito or throwing it into a quesadilla or a omelet. And dried beans, if you cook up a bunch of those, you can put them in little baggies and freeze them for another time.
So, good idea.
The next one is order out without ditching goals. So, you know, of course we have our favorite foods and it's fine to eat those once in a while, but be aware of portion sizes. You know, maybe eat half of it, take half of it home. Try to look for healthier options. You can look online ahead of time for your restaurant, or you can go to a website like Calorie King and put the food item in there in the search engine, and it gives you the nutrition information. So it just gives you more options of making healthier choices when you go out. And of course, try to choose things that are grilled, baked, or broiled, or steamed instead of deep fat fried.
Mm-hmm.
So try to have family time at mealtime, you know, eating together at a family. I know families are very busy, you know, everybody has their own activities, but plan to sit down and eat a few times a week at least, and set a regular time for mealtime and turn the TV off and phones off and encourage mealtime talk. Get kids involved by maybe planning the meal or cooking or even doing the grocery shopping together. Teach them about good nutrition through those things. The next one is banish brown bag boredom.
So mouthful.
Yeah, it is. But just try to come up with some new and interesting ways, you know, to have a sack lunch instead of the old peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Mm-hmm. You may be doing something different. You know, maybe it's a healthy salad, or maybe it's a whole wheat pita that you fill with vegetables and hummus. So maybe just trying a few different things there. Reduce sugar. You know, this is a big one nowadays, you know, because it seems like there's so much added sugar added to our foods. And just remember that women are not supposed to have any more than 24 grams of added sugar a day, and for men it's 36 grams a day. It's nice on our food labels now, they break it down for us. So instead of looking at the total sugar, we should be looking at the added sugar. Natural sugar is good for us, and it's found in fruits and dairy products. So that is a part of that total sugar number, and that's okay to have some sugar. I see a lot of people trying to avoid all sugar, but then you have to give up some of those very healthy food groups. So,
good point. I'm glad you shared that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Watch the drinks that you have and look at the ingredient list to see if there's a sugar in there. The next one is eating seafood twice a week. You know, this is kind of a big one for a lot of people. Some people just don't like fish, mm-hmm. but try new things, you know. I really encourage people to try the salmon that's never been frozen before, because a lot of people don't like the taste of salmon. But if it hasn't been frozen, it doesn't have that fishy taste.
Mm-hmm.
So I really encourage people to try that. Plus, there's tons of omega-3 fatty acids in that. That and tuna are really good sources of omega-3 fatty acids. Some people worry about the mercury in fish. You know, a safe level is about 12 ounces a week to have a fish. And if you're choosing low mercury fish, like most of us in Iowa do,
mm-hmm.
White fish like cod, halibut, tilapia, those are all very low in mercury. Ones that are high, we don't often eat here anyway. It's like tilefish, swordfish, shark, I can't remember the last time I had those. How about you?
Well,
you just went to Florida.
I was just in Florida, and I did have first swordfish.
That's right. But in Iowa.
No, but I don't get it very often. So that
was
a treat.
Right. That's a treat. That's okay to have once in a while. I'm sure you didn't have 12 ounces. Also, exploring new foods and flavors. And we kind of already talked about that, you know, just trying to make a point to try new foods. The next one is experiment with plant-based meals. Having a meatless meal once in a while that you have beans or legumes or lentils with, or maybe just vegetables. So it helps the budget and also helps our waistline and our heart, you know, because it's less fat. So the next one is make an effort to reduce food waste. And this is a big one, you know, especially with groceries as expensive as they are right now. We don't want to waste any food. So make sure and use your leftovers or make what you need. And then the next one is slow down at mealtime. Sometimes we eat too much because we eat so fast. So slow down. And that's about it. The last one, I guess, is supplement with caution. So we'd rather you get your nutrients from foods than we would supplements. Yes, there are times when people are deficient and maybe they do need some vitamin D or another. Calcium is another one that commonly we supplement, but sometimes it's better to get it from the foods that's absorbed a little bit better.
Absolutely. Christy, well, you've just provided wonderful tips here on healthy eating and eating right, and thank you. You do such a terrific job.
Thanks.
Love when you're on the program. You share great information that really can be applied to everyone, and sometimes it's just the reminders that we need, but sometimes it gives us some new ideas to explore, like you said, and try some new foods, some new recipes that might be a little bit outside your box. Mm-hmm. So thank you again for being here today, and we celebrate you on your day. Thank you for the service that you provide to our patients and to our communities in keeping us healthy and well.
It's my pleasure.
Yes. And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health. Once again, I thank you for tuning in with us and encourage you to join us next week.